Hey, is everything okay? I was looking for you. Well, my twin was. She said you needed to bring her a glass of water because she can't stand for even a second anymore. Yeah, specifically you. The entire baby shower party offered, but she wants you back in the room. I know, such a request. As if being 7.5 months pregnant is a reason to act like that. Well, hey, I'm just saying it how it is. Now, with a child on the way, you're stuck with her for the rest of your life. And you may have been with her for over a decade, but I've known her my entire life. Because she was born 6 minutes earlier, and to this day, she keeps telling me that those were the best 6 minutes of her life. What a bitch. Just kidding, just kidding. She's cool for the most part. Except when she keeps rubbing it in my face how much better she is than me. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know. And hey, congratulations too. This is your baby as well. Everyone's standing around her, cooing and wooing and eyeing and just. It takes two. But I guess it would be weird if people started to pat your bulge and shake your hand. Nope. Totally meant to say hand. Nothing else. Nuh-uh. I should probably be heading back. Well, actually, can I ask you something? Since we're finally alone for a moment. Why her? What do you mean, why? I want to know why you chose her instead of me. I mean, we look the same. Same big doe eyes, massive tits. Though hers are now overinflated with milk. Same bubble butt, which is so grabbable. Go on, feel it. Yes, come here, give me your hand. Oh, come on, what's so wrong about touching your sister-in-law? I'm practically her. See? Same ass. God, your hand feels so good. It feels good for you too, right? I bet it does. Oh, are you wearing a new cologne? I don't think I've smelled this one on you before. It's nice, is it? Grapefruits and pink peppercorns. A hint of nutmeg too, and some sandalwood and amber. Is it Club de Nuit Blue, iconic from the brand Armaf? Oh, I'm just really good with perfumes. Don't worry about it. It's such a delicious scent. I want to lick you. I'm gonna lick you, okay? Oh, stop resisting. I know you're freaky like me. You actually like this. Hey, keep it down. You don't want my sister to hear you, do you? Just pretend to take this little lick of your jaw as if you enjoy it. I said be quiet. Oh, that hurts. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Let me give you kisses that make everything better. There. Much better. Right? Admit it, you like this. you like me more than my insufferable twin, don't you? You don't want to say it, Well, that's okay. I can already tell you do. I can feel your cock through your pants. You're rock hard. I bet you've been secretly wishing for this. You don't have to pretend that you don't want this. It's okay if you do. Oh boy. You're slurring your words a bit. That's good. I mean, not good. Almost bad. At least you're not resisting that much anymore. Oh, gosh. I wonder if you taste as good as you smell. Oh, don't look so shocked. Of course I know it. Why else do you think I volunteered to do all of your laundry? Certainly not to help my sister out. She's so gross. Oh, you. Well, some of your underwear got a little more filthy before I got clean. I guess I'm going to find out if the taste is the same fresh from the source. Oh, fuck. I always thought that you must be big, but dude, you're fucking hung. It's okay if you're enjoying it, you know. It's not like it's really cheating. Just think of this as your hotter, better, kinkier version of your wife giving you a good time. Fuck, that made your cock twitch and leak. It would be such a waste not to lick that spot. So salty and earthy. I wonder if I can suck it through the fabric. I can feel the veins of your cock through the fabric. I bet you haven't had sex in ages. My sister probably doesn't even let you sleep in the same bed, isn't it? Yeah, I figured. You know, if I was your wife, I wouldn't let you stay. Oh, another twitch. So you like that idea? Me being your wife? You're saying no, but your cock says yes. So I'm gonna take your boxers off now. Shoo, don't you try pushing me away. I'm actually doing this for you. Mostly. It's such a shame she's not treating you right. You deserve better. Someone who will please you. Someone who will worship you. Oh, fuck. Your balls smell even better this close. Did she ever sniff them? I like them. No. How weak. She doesn't know what she's missing. I'll make it up to you right now. Don't worry. Keep it down. You don't want my sister and her guests to hear you. I'm not gonna stop. Don't be ridiculous. In fact, let's go back to where you came from. I always envied your bedroom. It's so big that you even have a couch in it. Is that where you've been sleeping lately? Oh, you poor thing. Well, once we get rid of her, you won't have to anymore. Oh, nothing. Don't worry about that. Just sit back on the couch, will you? And let's take these pants off. You're not gonna need them. Much better. Oh, you look so adorable sitting there. Your head lolling a bit. Are you still here? Okay. Good. You know, it would be really evil of me to have you all hard and ready and not to fuck you. Yeah? Yes? Hey, stop saying no to me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you that much. But you're not cooperating. There. It doesn't sting that much, does it? Well, let me just push my panties down and sit on your lap. Can you feel how wet I am? You're going to slide in so fast. Hey! Shh. What's the matter? Didn't you miss the feel of a warm, wet pussy? Of course you did. Don't lie to me. If that's not it, then what? That you're not wearing a condom. Well, why would you? You can't get me pregnant if you do. I told you this isn't cheating. I'm just gonna get back at her for stealing my chance with you. You were my friend first before she seduced you. Fuck, your cock feels so good. I always thought you would fill me up so much. I tried so hard to be the nice sister-in-law, hoping that you would realize that I'm better than her. But no, you just had to get her pregnant. She didn't even want kids like I do. And she kept rubbing it in, knowing that I don't even have a boyfriend, that fucking bitch. Oh, fuck, that's right. Buck your hips into me. Well, you're gonna get me pregnant now. Or we're gonna try this as long as it takes. Wherever and whenever we can. We'll see what happens first. Me getting pregnant or her baby being born. And if a little accident happens to her, well, I will have your child one way or another. Oh, God. God, I'm so fucking close. You feel so fucking good. I want your baby. I really, really need to have your baby. You're mine. And only fucking mine. I need you to fill me up. I need you to fill me up with your cum. Fuck, I'm getting close. I hope you are too. Go on, come with me. That's it. You're almost there. I want your cum so deep in my pussy. Oh fuck. Homecoming, come with me. Fuck. Oh, fuck, aren't you obliging? Yes, the drugs certainly helped a bit. Don't try to pretend you didn't enjoy this. How long has it been? 5 or 6 months since you last had sex. She was always too cautious. Well, I wouldn't say no to you even after you got me pregnant. And you will. Right, well, you look a little rough. Why don't you lay down here? I'll tell my sister that you had to take a nap, a sudden headache. You just need to sleep the drugs off now. And I will pretend that I'm the best sister she could ever wish for as long as the baby's born.